This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That was Aaron Boone on the personality of the Boston Red Sox.
Pretty sure that was our boss, Ken Laird.
And we've talked about that. Personality of the Boston Red Sox. Who's the face of the Boston Red Sox? Who's that personality leader? And I think we all settled in on personality by committee, that maybe the head of the committee, the chairman of the committee is Alex Cora. But we've seen some ebbs and flows. We had one of the Twitchers kind of calling out that whole theme I talked about for a while with the young players.
Yeah.
Well, if you looked on Twitter today, the young players, Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony, were arriving in Florida for that camp where all the injured guys are and the people that are stay-ready crew, I think you might call it, down there. So they may have been a key factor in the middle of the season, but that kind of petered out as we get to the end of the season here. But Alex Cora is the guy I want to start with, I want to talk about, because I believe, Ted, I said this yesterday, I think the greatest strength the Red Sox have going into this series, a three-game series, which I think can be managed in a certain way, is the manager, Alex Cora. I think what you have Crochet, obviously, but he can only win you game one, even at his best. Even if he's shut out nine innings, he can't win the second game for you. I think Alex Cora has a massive managerial advantage over Aaron Boone and his experience in the postseason. You and I have talked a little bit about this, that maybe the postseason allows for his gut and his experience to take over more so than analytics or meetings that take place at like 1 p.m. where we're planning how we're going to handle certain things. No, no.
You make decisions, in the seventh inning at 2:00 in the afternoon, right?
Right. No. Let's make him in the seventh inning based on the crowd, the atmosphere, the look in his eyes, the score, the how much is the guy sweating? Does he
reading
look like
humanity.
He's crapping his pants on the mound, or does he look like he's in the like all of those things? I think Alex Cora might be the best in baseball, right? Tito, I like Tito. Tito's got a say in this.
Oh, he's the legend.
But
come on now.
Alex Cora is in that conversation in that area, and I think that matters.
Yeah, and if you're just looking for an example, just don't look any further than last Friday night's game.
Yep.
Which everybody was hyped. I mean, we were at Fenway doing the show, and everybody wanted the closeout and this clinch the playoff that game, and it wasn't looking good for most of the game. And then Alex just kind of managed the game in a way that he got a win out of that. And so they clinched, but a large part because of how Alex moved the chess pieces around the board in that game. So that's just a preview to what we're going to see in every playoff game moving forward, is Alex Cora's decision-making in-game, making a difference in winning and losing.
If your starters do not go 6 or 7 innings, Alex Cora's the Bobby Fischer part of Alex Cora as baseball manager is going to need to be on point.
But I would lower the number. I think 6 or 7. You watch postseason baseball.
Well, I would be pumped if they got 6 or 7.
If they get 6,
guys on base in the third inning, he'll be pondering, ooh, what am I going to do? Am I pulling this guy? Who am I bringing in? Like, you don't get 5-6 innings to figure it out. You get the quick hook.
Oh, yeah, but if Crochet goes, if Crochet only goes 5 tonight, the Sox should be in trouble. Sox could very well be
in trouble. Oh, if Crochet only goes 5, the series is over and the Yankees win. Like that, I mean, I am banking all of my optimism and hopes on, at the very least, Crochet goes toe-to-toe into the 7th-plus inning. If he's not in the game after the 5th inning, something went
like
horribly wrong.
Scooble today went 7 2/3 against the Guardians. Granted, it's against the Guardians, who have a Soxian lineup, but he went 7 2/3, 14 strikeouts, 1 earned.
Ooh, baby.
That's what an ace does. That's
no pressure, Crochet, the bar
14.
Has been set.
I mean, it is, you talk about pretty incredible for where he was last year versus this year versus the innings he's pitched, by far the most, over 200 innings pitched. And, oh, by the way, it's chalk it up as a win if he's pitching. No pressure for him, but Crochet seems to be just fine with the pressure that's put on him. He doesn't seem overwhelmed by the moment.
No, he's embracing it. Some of his comments yesterday were, this is basically what I envisioned myself being and doing. This is what I wanted to be when I was on the worst baseball team in the history of baseball a year ago and pitching 4 innings and all of those things. No, this was his vision for his trajectory and his career, and because they went out and got him, and because this season played out the way it did, it's probably fast-tracked.
When's the last time we've seen a pitcher with this, I mean, with this kind of gutsy attitude, kind of performing at a high level in key situations?
Sale his first year. Sale's first year.
When was that?
Fell in love with Sale.
Was that 2017?
2017. I mean, we're talking 8 years ago.
But he had over 300 strikeouts that year.
They've always
That's the longest time. That's a long time.
They've also always had this guy when they were good. Whether it was Pedro. Josh Beckett, whether it was Pedro, whether it was Curt Schilling. They've always had this swaggery ace, you know, cocksure, to use our word, that Mike Vrabel brings to the table.
Patriots, it's funny, Crossing Sports, pardon. Patriots, whenever they were really, really good, you always had a lockdown corner. And the Sox, whenever they've been good, have always had an ace.
And that's probably intuitive.
Like, yeah, I mean, it stands to reason
but
that.
They also have an ace that seems to have, and I guess maybe most aces do, in this that swagger to them. And, you know, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. They were going to travel basically in sweats, athleisure, whatever you want to call it. And Crochet was like, no, this is a business trip.
Oh, he was the one that called that?
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't hear that.
And yeah, Cora Crochet said, okay, yes, sir. Sounds good. I mean, that's
love it.
That's
love
a sign
it.
Right there.
He might be 1A as far as the face of the leadership this team.
You saw the graphic that the Red Sox put out the second they clinched. It was Crochet's face looking like game ready with a bunch of like other little players littered around it. Like, he is the focal point of all of this.
How much we got him for? What, 5 more years?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're fine. You got him. But it can all go south, too. Like, tonight is a big – the last game was a really big game. It was the biggest game of his career until this week when he faces the new biggest game of his career. This is
– tell that stat again. I heard you say it earlier. I didn't realize that the game winner of a three-game
12 series.
Yeah.
There's been a three-game wild card series 12 times. Winner of game one has won all 12
That's
series.
Crazy.
So the Tigers are expected to win that series over the Guardians. And – 8 of the 12 series have been won by the road team. So you even have the benefit. The history would tell us that it's actually beneficial to be the road team. But more importantly, you got to go out there and win it. But this is where, you know, it's like cliche. I don't know what you want to tell. Like, this is where legends are born. Like, you're going out there in your first appearance as the ace of the Boston Red Sox at Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. We're already having the conversation. Oh, there was Beckett, and there was Schilling, and there was Pedro. And, like, this is how you make those legends. This is how you boost up that legendary career. The flip side is, if it goes south, you undercut everything. Yeah, you had a great regular season. You had a great regular season, and then you threw up on yourself at Yankee Stadium with the season on the line, right? Like, that's how quickly it can turn between, like, 6:08 and 8:30 tonight. Oh, yeah. You know, that's
a
career
sets a tone for a long offseason.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
So, no pressure.
Now all the questions are different. He faced questions this year because he had never done it before. But now if you fail in the biggest moment, those are sort of the questions that will chase you for a full year, because you got to wait a full year to get back to this position again. Everything you go through, it's a little like the Chiefs or the Patriots. Like, oh, it's great that week four you did that. Talk to me in the AFC title game.
And lest we forget also, too, we're just talking about it on a pure – just sort of competitive baseball level. Like, If you lose this series, all of a sudden, like the shift, a little balance of power. Like we felt like we've had it over the Yankees for a while now. Like,
oh yeah,
since 2018, 2004, even if you want to, 2021, knock the Yankees out.
Yeah,
playing New York, trolling them on the boombox and everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If they win this one tonight, you can feel a little shift of power back down 95 towards the Bronx, and that's going to be something else that's not going to sit well. That'll give you the sour milk tummy all offseason long, too.
All right, so let's get into it, because about 15 minutes from now, we'll talk to Brian Hoyer, our weekly Tuesday afternoon expert on the Patriots offense and the quarterback position. So let's get into prediction time. I think people know where I'm going with this, so I'll hold back a little bit. Let's start with Ted Johnson. It's a three-game series. Garrett Crochet is on the mound. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking is going to happen?
Win tonight, lose tomorrow, win the next night. They
so
win.
You win in three.
Win in three.
Win in three. So you're feeling good about Connelly early et al. Pitching in game three.
You know
three.
What? He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Oh.
And so he's this will be a first time for him to experience. You know what? And I don't know. Did you see him in his last outing? Pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah, but was that game three of a wild card Yankee Stadium
on the road? Yeah. But the Bronx Zoo at night.
There's a flip side to the pressure. There's again, you know, not ever having been there. You don't when you're a rookie and you're doing it for the first time. Sometimes you don't worry about it because you really feel in your mind, I have nothing to lose. No one's expecting me to pitch well, so you go out there and you play loose and you play free, and you end up putting a performance that is. You know, a memorable one.
Dan Ball.
And Andy, to kind of borrow your logic on Alex Cora to Ted's point for game three, I would imagine the Yankees would handle Cam Schlittler similarly to Connelly early.
Schlittler.
You got to say that one very slowly.
Careful. Where FCC listening.
I think they would choose to go to their super bullpen earlier than later for a rookie who's doing it for the first time. And I would trust Alex Cora in a bullpen game far more than I trust Aaron Boone. So if it comes down to the two managers pushing the right buttons in a deciding game three after your starters are out, I choose Cora and the Red Sox there.
And that is a layer to this. If they're going into game three, with a rookie on the mound, Boone could be managing for his job in New York. Like, that could be him managing for his job.
But I love him there.
Don't they say that every year with him? No?
Yeah, they do. But sooner or later, they are going to be right, aren't they?
Yeah.
Savage is in the box.
We can run this all past the manager at 2:05 tomorrow afternoon here on WEEI Afternoon.
Well, ain't that grand.
AC, let's have good things to talk about from 6:08 tonight at 2:05 tomorrow. Let's go out there and get a victory. So the manager of the Boston Red Sox, hopefully up 1-0 in a series with the Yankees, will be joining us tomorrow afternoon at 2:05.
Can't wait to say, wow, what a great idea to put in Sogard, because he got that anytime home run. Amazing.
You know what I love?
Amazing.
You know what I appreciate about the manager of the Red Sox? He was going to get his interview with EI Afternoons in.
Yeah.
Come hell or high water.
Yeah. He wanted to do it.
They were talking about, we have to get him next week. No. He's coming on tomorrow at 2:05. Listen up.
He may regret it, depending on how the game plays out tonight.
But I think he's feeling good about tonight.
Dan Ball, your prediction. Mister, they're going to lose their final six games of the regular season and not even make the playoffs. Ooh. How you feeling about the wild card series?
Ted stole my thunder, and I used my logic on his behalf because I also have the Red Sox in three. I have Crochet besting Fried tonight. I have Bayo feeling a bit of playoff pressure in his first career playoff start tomorrow and losing to have it tied up. I trust Cora and Co. in a bullpen game navigating a tough game three, so give me Red Sox in three.
What it is, it'll be a bullpen game. Connolly starts getting shaky early, then he'll just start micromanaging the hell out of his bullpen.
Real quick before we get to Stiz's prediction, this just hit me. Does Connolly early look a little bit like Jackson Dart? Because I was thinking of baby-faced people performing in New York, and Jackson Dart just did it.
Young, handsome guy. Threw a touchdown pass and ran for one in his debut against a top 10
defense.
They have
that, hairless face that's got a little rosacea, it gets a little red.
He's
and you're like,
just
how old
a
is
baby.
He? He's just a baby, but Jackson just Dart proved he can win as a baby.
They got Alex Bregman taking BP right now, tied for sixth most all-time career postseason home runs.
Let's hope he doesn't.
Let's go, baby.
What kind of illness was he dealing with? Dan Ball, was it like a cold, flu, potty? What?
I don't know.
He had potty fever?
They were specifically vague about that information, and I can't blame them because I don't think I'd want that information being public.
No, probably not. Probably not. Stiz, prediction.
Call me Mr. Simpson because I'm a homer. The Red Sox going back to back.
I love it.
Wow. So, Fitzy, what do you got? We're going to keep the... I feel like there's going to be a homer circle here.
Yeah, there is. Utah, give me two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sox in two. The old Chuck Woolery, 2-2.
Yeah, I think the Red Sox are going to win in two.
You know my theory. It's kitchen sink.
Crochet wins tonight, and then tomorrow, I think the Yankees are already going to be thinking, they'll probably have read the stats that I read, that 12 series had the first game winner win the series. This is going to be 13-14 with the
Detroit. I'm telling
Detroit.
You. If you win tonight, if you are lucky enough to win tonight, if you outlast maybe the second best left-handed starter and the third best left-handed starter in the American League behind Skubal and behind Crochet, if you can keep Judge and Stanton at bay and you win tonight, then tomorrow you just go all in. I don't care if Bayo goes 3 1/3 and you have to bring in your 8th and 9th inning arms in the 4th and 5th. You go for the win tomorrow. You do not give the Bronx Zoo a chance to get behind the Yankees in game three and lose on something intangible. You get the job done as quickly as you can, no matter how you have to get
it. Doesn't it feel like sometimes these series play out in a way that doesn't matter what the fact that the Red Sox had the most errors in the league all season long. It doesn't matter in this series. It matters how they play in this.
Correct.
Series. Like there's so many things that you could go, well, they were this, they were that. It doesn't matter.
And
it's like starting a whole new season.
I'm looking at them on TV right now. They look awfully loose for a bunch of guys.
I like that.
They look happy.
Give me a loose team all day.
Yeah. I love these things.
Yeah.
Ah, they look loose. I love that. About 8 o'clock when they're down 7-1, we'll be like, maybe they should have been a little tighter.
Yeah, why don't you guys
cared more?
Yeah, Vrabel wasn't practicing hard enough this summer.
But I think there's a part of them that feels like they've already kind of exceeded expectations.
I agree.
So they're playing in a way psychologically with house money.
This season has been
a
success.
House money approach.
I stand by that this season was a success. Even more so,
I do too.
Given the lineup and sort of Anthony getting hurt and
injuries,
and you still made it. And now you're right. Now
Rocky Devers was traded.
Now, Alex Cora, I agree with you. Maybe nobody thinks you can win at Yankee Stadium because they got Judge and they got all these mashers and they got at least as good an ace as you and all that. Alex Cora, that should have been the card you played. And maybe he played that internally. Nobody thinks we're going to beat the Yankees at Yankee Stadium in a 3-game series. That's the card you should be playing. Dan Ball.
And meanwhile,
you're welcome, boys.
On the other side, thank you, Brett.
No, not you're welcome. They have two pitches, Breadbot. Two pitchers. We need more than two pitchers, and it's because of you they only have two.
But Dustin May's on his way. He'll be ready for the ALDS.
Yeah, May Day. There's one good May in this town. I'm not sure there's room for two.
Just quickly on the Yankees, too. I mean, you could already argue that their season has been a disappointment not winning the division. So there is a lot more pressure for them to get past the Red Sox and probably get past the Blue Jays in the next round. You got a lot of veteran rentals, Bellinger, Goldschmidt. They already benched their shortstop of the future in Volpe to try to get more wins. So they have a lot riding on this series. So I do like that advantage.
They are fast as well, though. What's the name of the guy at third base with the 49 steals led the American League?
Caballero.
He's a cowboy.
Fun name to say.
It is a fun name.
They also have Jazz Chisholm. You can't.
All players.
If you look at the Yankees lineup, they're talented. They can create scoring. You know, we fall in love with, oh, they just hit home runs. No, they have some speed. They do have good power.
Cody Bellinger is also a good postseason player.
There's a lot there.
Sure is, man.
He is. So, he has got October experience out the wazoo.
No, if you're watching on ESPN, there's our guy right now. Alex Cora will join us 2:05 tomorrow here on WEEI Afternoons.
Is that Cora with a glove in the field?
Yep,
can I change my pick to a Red Sox sweep after seeing that?
And wow, look at the gun show
Bregman.
On it.
Oh, my God. Red Sox in one.
Hit a tanning bed once in a while.
Is it possible to win a three-game series before the first pitch is thrown?
Oh, we're feeling good about Red Sox, Yankees tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.